State lawmakers want to implement stiffer penalties for people who distribute drugs that result in another person's death. Jeff DeBerry reports from Raleigh.
At the center of this issue is the opioid epidemic. North Carolina has experienced a surge in opiate overdose deaths in recent years. State lawmakers have tried to respond to the crisis by issuing new prescribing guidelines for doctors and making overdose reversal medication more widely available to the public, among other changes. Now, they're turning some of their attention to distributors.
The prosecutor has to have the tools to react appropriately case by case.
Dan Bishop is a Republican state senator from Mecklenburg County. He's sponsoring a bill that would give district attorneys greater discretion to charge people with second-degree murder for death by distribution. Bishop says there are a lot of bad people engaged in passing the substances along and causing harm.
And they're preying on people like these victims. And so you don't want to have Good Samaritan immunity sweep so broadly that you cannot effectively punish. The law provides no deterrent, no opportunity to punish people who are victimizers.
At a Senate committee hearing Tuesday, New Hanover County DA Ben David gave an impassioned speech telling those in attendance that the drug distributors need to go to prison for as long as possible and warning not to conflate the war on drugs with the war on drug dealers. That small meeting room was filled to capacity, and there were also harm reduction advocates, family members of overdose victims, and other substance abusers. They opposed the bill and asked questions, including what constitutes a distributor, why aren't doctors subject to more severe punishments, and could this deter people from calling 911 in an emergency? Mary Stansel is a former district attorney turned public defender. She's also a mom. Her daughter overdosed and is now in recovery. Her stepson died from an overdose of heroin laced with fentanyl.
Death by distribution will kill the Good Samaritan laws, and more kids will die. Politically, it sounds good. It's aimed at tough on crime, which is great. It's aimed at drug dealers by the legislative intent. The unintended consequences are what they need to listen to.
Bishop, the lawmaker, says he is listening and wants to find a middle ground. The bill is scheduled for further debate in a Senate committee this afternoon. Jeff DeBerry, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.